Basics, CO2 course. Researchers at the University of Bern have recreated the CO2 concentration in the atmosphere over the past 350,000 to 450,000 years. The results show that the CO2 increase over the past decade has been 6 times higher and almost 10 times faster than ever before. This is unprecedented in Earth's history. Like the temperature, the carbon dioxide content of the atmosphere has been subject to strong fluctuations in the course of the Earth's history. Temperatures were 3 to 4 degrees Celsius above today's, and sea levels were 15 to 20 meters higher than at present. These were the climatic conditions in the Pliocene, a chapter of Earth's history dating back 5 to 3 million years. The CO2 history of the last 400,000 years is based on data from ice cores taken in the polar regions. These cores make it possible to reconstruct the atmospheric CO2 content of past periods. 400,000 to 350,000 years ago, the CO2 content dropped from about 280 to 180 ppm parts per million during this time period. 350,000 to 300,000 years ago, the CO2 content gradually increased and reached values of about 300 ppm. This was a slow increase over a period of several tens of thousands of years, culminating in a CO2 decline again towards the end of this time phase. 300,000 to 200,000 years ago. During this period, there were fluctuations in CO2 content between 190 and 270 ppm. These fluctuations were closely related to the changes between cold and warm periods, called glacial and interglacial periods. 200,000 to 70,000 years ago, CO2 levels remained in the 190 to 280 ppm range. This was a period of intense climate variability associated with glacial and interglacial cycles. 70,000 to 20,000 years ago, during this phase, there was a significant decrease in CO2 content to values between 180 and 190 ppm. This corresponds to the peak of the last ice age. 20,000 to 10,000 years ago, CO2 levels gradually increased again, reaching values of about 260 to 280 ppm. This was an indication of the end of the ice age and the transition to today's warm period, the Holocene. 10,000 years ago until the 19th century. During the Holocene, CO2 levels remained relatively stable at about 280 ppm. These levels were controlled by the Earth's natural carbon cycle, which involves the exchange of CO2 between the atmosphere, oceans, and terrestrial ecosystems. 19th century to the present day. The Industrial Revolution and the burning of fossil fuels started the current rise in CO2 levels to over 400 ppm. This is far above the levels of the last 400,000 years and has a significant impact on the climate and the environment. These facts allow us to draw highly worrying conclusions about the effects of today's CO2 levels on the climate system. As can be seen from the diagrams and the text, the CO2 concentration has always been subject to strong fluctuations in the course of the Earth's history, but there has never been such a strong and rapid increase as in the last 50, 100 years, for which humans are responsible through the burning of fossil fuels.